There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to join the program here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And just before we went out to the news there, we had a guy on the line. He dropped off. It's a long break. He dropped off the line, but he had been talking about immigration control and restrictions and make sure everybody does it the legal way, the right way. You got to learn the language and go through the process and this and that. And I think one of the things that was important to point out there is that my understanding is that second and third generation immigrants, so the children and grandchildren of people who immigrate here are
everywhere.
Oh, this is true of everywhere. Okay.
This is going to be more true of all kinds of places.
Okay. Yeah.
But you're right. The study was done that you and I talked about during the break. It was done in the United States.
This study shows that the second generation immigrants, they know the language. They know the local language. They have learned it by that second generation. The third generation, not only do they know the local language, they tend to not know any of their original tongue.
That's really true in my family. My great-grandmother, Traub, she came over from Germany, and she, my grandmother, she knew very little German. She was raised here in the United States, and there wasn't any particular reason to learn, German. They didn't live in little Germany, they lived out in regular. And my mother and I know almost nothing. My uncle did teach me a poem when I was young in exchange for, some kind of treat or something like that. But I think I can barely remember it. But, this is generally what happens even now, even with Spanish-speaking immigrants. Now, the gentleman who called in, he was voicing in a sort of a very raw and vulnerable way, which I appreciate totally, many of the concerns people have sort of generally in the United States. But one thing I felt was telling is that he says he works with some people from Puerto Rico, Americans, don't know English. And so his concern was, and, sort of that he's living with, is that Americans don't speak English and it bothers him. This is kind of a strange thing. Like in New Mexico, the Constitution is written in two languages. It's written in both Spanish and English. Because the fact is that Spanish is an important part of American history. And it's none of my business if somebody doesn't know how to speak English. It has nothing to do with me and my life. Now, if I've got to wait behind them in the cashier line or something like that, it could probably be kind of irritating, or if I have to pay for government documents to be printed in 39 different languages, then that's an irritant. But the government is the problem in the second situation. And the first, it's really the business that isn't providing better customer service by having another line open. Ultimately, if I go to a country, I'm going to try to learn their language, but I'm never going to be good at it. I speak Spanish now. But Spanish speakers know I am not a native Spanish speaker. Mm-hmm. In most cases, they know. If I've had a little bit of practice, sometimes I can, they'll be like, "What country are you from?" That's when I'm doing really well. So, this is it. I'm never going to have a heavy American accent, and it's going to confuse native Spanish speakers, and that's that. If I decide to go to some country, I don't need the additional pressure of somebody being like, "Why don't he just learn the language and speak it like he's supposed to?"
Well, you certainly don't need a law forcing you to do anything like that, because you would have an incentive anyway. If you're going to a place where a large percentage of people speak one particular language and you don't speak that language, the natural market incentive is for you to learn a thing or two about it so you can get around and, know, get from point A to point B and buy things in order to feed yourself. You know, at the very least, do the bare minimum.
Am I the only one here who doesn't really think this is about language? I don't think it is about language or immigration. I think it's about the economy. I think it's about people saying, I feel threatened. I feel like I'm not making enough money. Hmm. When times are prosperous, when times are good, I don't see people having these kinds of fights of like, well, there are, you know, these people are different from me, and I don't like having these neighbors who speak a different language.
Doesn't
it have more to do with the economy, people saying, they're taking our jobs, these people are different? It's someone to blame for your hardships. It's someone saying,
a scapegoat.
Yeah, these people are different, they're around, I'm not doing well, it must be their fault.
That's a common thing, and I'm certain it's there's some contribution from that. But honestly, I'm familiar with people in my family and people in my life have, been like, gosh darn it, why are they speaking Spanish? I remember going with...
talking about before, a long time ago, from like before the economic crash or whatever?
Yeah, I remember going to Disney World with my grandmother when I was a kid and her complaining about people speaking another language at Disney World.
So this would have been in the 70s or 80s or something.
Yeah, right? Probably
the small
80s.
World.
A woman who is the child of an immigrant complaining about, people who are visiting an international place speaking languages that she can't understand.
Wouldn't she be the most justified in complaining, though, because she assimilated, right? She
her
came from
did.
A different... And, oh, okay. So then she didn't really put in any effort, then.
No.
I take it back.
So our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Ultimately, we got to be able to get along here, and there's no particular reason why somebody needs to speak your language, to make you happy. That's ultimately what it is.
I bought food from a Chinese restaurant where they didn't speak a lick of English.
And remember, many countries around the world, you live in the United States where it's a luxury to be able to complain that somebody doesn't speak your language. Most countries, you're living in close proximity geographically to people who speak different languages.
That's true.
And you need to be able to provide good customer service by at least knowing a modicum of their language. This is, to some extent, Americans saying, I don't want to learn something new.
Yeah, that's true. And I, looking at, I think you're right from this perspective, Mark, that it's kind of, Americans are lazy because of this. You know, we're so used to having this one language that everybody speaks that we don't really have the incentive to learn a second language, whereas in these other countries, Hong Kong one is one in particular where I remember reading an article about waitresses in Hong Kong. If you don't know 3 to 5 languages, you're not getting hired.
Interesting.
As a server.
Yeah, as like one of the typical kind of anybody jobs,
you would
right?
think that's a low-level job,
right.
but that's a pretty high demand. You know, I wonder if maybe emojis could help cross the language barrier. You know, people of all different languages all over the world have smartphones, and
that's
these emojis, these faces and pictures that people can use to communicate could really cross over those barriers.
For sure. And also, speaking of technology, changing things, obviously you've got the internet now and Google and translators and things like that. Google has its own translating service, so it's easier than ever to go and read someone's website in a different language. Now, the translations are rough at best, because it's hard to get the nuances of a translation when you're just doing raw automated text translation. But it's there, and it's worth something. And they've even got that app. And I don't know what it's called. I've seen people using it on the internet. I've not seen it in real life. Where you can take a picture of text.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say a road sign. Let's say you're in, China and you're driving somewhere. You take a picture of a road sign. It will translate the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're used to selecting text, dropping it into a translate box, and then, having the text translated. But to actually do that with a photograph seems so futuristic. You know, it's this sort of augmented reality thing where you can hold up your little telescreen at the sign, and it will translate that for you. That's incredible. Technology.
It certainly is, and things are going to change over time as far as that goes. I wonder if it'll make people better or worse at learning new languages, though.
Lazier.
Many languages. This is one thing I've always sort of wondered is that there's a lot of people out there worried about languages going away. right? Like you'll often hear on, you know, news and television, and I shouldn't say news, just radio and TV, you'll hear some story about a language that just has a few older people that use it.
Like Latin.
Well, Latin is gone, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
I'm thinking of
giving you an example of one that had gone away.
I took 4 years of Latin. These languages remain so long as people are interested in them and learn them.
Yeah, Latin's not spoken, but a lot of people can read it. And yeah. So, by
are
the
you
way,
saying, though, it's a good thing, though, the languages are going away?
I think it is. Yeah. That's my opinion, and I know that this is going to be a pretty rough one, but there's a lot of languages and lots of sort of people all around the world that are, their languages are going away, and really, what's the value to it? Tell me, please. 855-453. It's 855-450-3733.
Business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free and bring up anything that you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.
If you have a business, you know that IT can be frustrating, can be unreliable, unpredictable, late, but it doesn't have to be. IT can serve your needs reliably, predictably, and on time. RootWork Infotech helps businesses achieve always-on reliability, keeping your customers happy and your staff productive. RootWork can make IT meet your needs, and to prove it, they will give you 30 minutes on the phone with a senior consultant for free to answer any of your IT questions. So they're going to be giving you free information. This is what they're in the information business. They're giving you free information in order to hopefully earn your business. Just go to rootwork.it/FTL to get your free call. It's rootwork.it/FTL. rootwork.it/FTL.
Coming up, is it inappropriate to kiss your children on the lips? Mark, you've got a story about that. We'll get into that. But first, back to your phone calls and thoughts. John, listening in Vermont, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, you know, I can hear you guys talk about, immigration. And actually, it seems to be coming up a lot for whatever different reasons in the media. And my thought is that, I don't know, the whole situation with immigration just seems like a new way for small-minded people to be bigoted. I mean, we're all immigrants. We all moved here at some point and took it from somebody else in every country across the nation or across the world. But you know, there's a lot of groups that you can't be, you know, small-minded about a lot of things, but it seems like this little issue, if you don't speak our language or you came from somewhere else, everybody in the country gets to blame everything on you.
I'd say that pretty much sums it up. Yeah,
I think there's an underlying concern that I have that has some level of validity, like sort of like you open borders, people referring to us. If everybody comes here who wants to come here, the nation will collapse under the weight of these poverty stricken individuals.
I'm pretty sure we have a statue somewhere in this country that openly invites people to come here pretty freely. I'm not sure exactly where it is. Somewhere nearby, I've heard. But
yeah.
All of a sudden everybody gets to get on a high horse and say, well, an immigrant who wasn't deported killed a woman out west. Okay, great.
Yep.
Well, yesterday, 365 cops probably killed 365 people. We are deporting them. So a few bad apples and we all get to make fun of one minority group, but we're not calling it a minority group anymore. It's not they're black, it's not they're Mexican, it's they're immigrants in general, and we can just
No. Now they're illegals, which is even more of a sort of just debased kind of terminology that takes as much humanity away from the individual as they possibly can. Now they're it's just so easy to dismiss an illegal. That's not a human being, it's an illegal.
I think the real problem might be we have to address.
We're going to have to let you go. But I get where he's coming from. And I can, I can't really disagree with anything you said.
Yeah, it's more a problem of socialism than a problem of freedom, allowing immigrants.
I like to say when people say, well, you know, immigrants are going to come here and they're going to take welfare, that. And I've said it many times, and I think it's worth pointing out, is like when you put a bowl of cat food out on your front porch every day, and then you complain about cats coming to eat free food, you don't have a cat problem. Well, you're insane.
But, Mark, as we discovered this weekend, one of our callers reminded us that even these conservatives, they love government welfare, so long as it's for them and their family members, but for the rest of those people around the world, then they get very incensed about the welfare. So ultimately, there's no real principle as far as the people that are complaining about the welfare. They're totally okay with it existing. They don't want to see it go anywhere because, well, we got to take care of the poor people. We had this guy talking about that exact concept here over the weekend, and the suggestion is that you couldn't take care of poor people without government being around.
Yeah, he suggested that if people didn't have arms and didn't have legs, that they wouldn't be taken care of. And I can see why people who have grown up in this paradigm don't believe it's possible, right? The last time things like that happened probably was in the early 20th century, the late 19th century, or something like that. But what we need to understand is that I don't know what the numbers of people that are getting welfare, and I know that the amount of corporate welfare is like 10 times regular welfare.
Wow.
But people have concerns in this area, and I think it's worth addressing. Currently, with the welfare system, 70 cents on every dollar goes to middle-class government bureaucrats that administer these systems. When you look at the charitable system, you're talking about 30 cents of the dollar going to their administration. This is already a more than doubling of efficiency. Mm-hmm. So if you believe that we can only fund half as many people through a charitable system as we would through a government system, I got news for you. We've got extra money left over because we will just double the efficiency of the system by getting it out of the government's
hands. That's a conservative estimate, Mark. If you actually read Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, she talks about how it's her estimate that it could be as many as 8 times the efficiency. And one of the reasons for that is because it's not just like you're doubling it in this vacuum or whatever where it's not government-run and now or it was government-run and all of a sudden it's not. When you take the government out of the picture of welfare, you also take away the bureaucratic allocation of the money as well. So the bureaucrats are right now deciding what is important, what should be funded with this money. But if you get to keep the money and then spend it in the way that you think is best on the charities that you think are most worthy, then that is a more efficient allocation as well, because each individual is making decisions based on their individual values instead of some bureaucrat taking in everybody's money and then deciding from on high where is important to send it. So that's a factor, and it's hard to really estimate how wide-cutting or important that factor is.
It's difficult to estimate a lot. There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, other things that we can see is that the system itself incentivizes people to do things that are contrary to them building wealth for themselves. For instance, they can't they won't take more hours because then they'll hit this threshold. I recently
get cut off of the welfare.
Well, they won't get cut off, but they'll lose some of the benefits. And then, you know, basically somebody making, I think it's $29,000 shouldn't take a raise until they get to $66,000, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to these benefits, a single mother working at $29,000 is going to lose money if she takes a $1,000 a month raise.
So stay on welfare. Let's go to Dave in Montana on Skype. Hello, Dave.
Hey, yo, while we live, let us live, man. Hey, I could talk about this language thing. One of my first memories is my father getting really mad at my grandfather for teaching me Sicilian.
Okay.
And I asked him why, and he says, well, when he was a kid, he had an accent. When he went to school, another kid made fun of him, and he didn't want me speaking another language, and I'd have an accent. And I'd say, no, I wouldn't have an accent. You know, I'd have an English accent. I want, you know, but it was a big deal about not speaking the language in house because he wanted to stop it and stuff. But I felt like I was cheated, you know, because I could be speaking another language right now, and that's good, you know.
So he was trying to protect you from being made fun of in the United States for knowing a second language?
Yeah, he was worried about me learning at such a young age another language that I would have an accent, because he had an accent. He was, you know, born, like my grandfather come over, he was with my father.
Thank you, Dave, for your call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
You pick pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and while we could certainly talk about immigration all night, we do that often enough on Free Talk Live, so I say we move on to the issue that we were going to discuss, which, Mark, you brought in a story about kissing your own children and where it is appropriate to do it, not in public or whatever, but where as far as on the lips. And apparently, Mark, you are a on-the-lips kisser of your child.
Yes.
Who is
for
seven.
How long?
And my mother, too, I'm going to say.
And your mother. Yeah. Okay, that's where you learned
it. You kiss
it.
Your mother on the lips still?
I do, yeah, absolutely. To me, it's important. I mean, to me, it feels like it feels more genuine.
This is something your mom did with you, so that's why you're doing
assume,
it with your
yeah, son. I'm certain that's right. The case. And I'll bet you this has to do with sort of families and their preferences.
Are you Italian, or are you from like a kissing background?
I have no idea what my mother's, how my mother or my grandmother would have dealt with this. I would have think that I probably kissed my grandmother on the cheek would have been my thought process. So I don't know if, it was the 70s and my mother, sort of upgraded the kissing thing, I don't know. I don't know the answer. How it was in my family, but I can tell you that that's how I was raised, and it feels very normal. And
is it inappropriate to be kissing your children on the lips. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll get into more on that, certainly with your calls if you want to share your thoughts with us. We've got Skype as well, Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to get Bitcoin, then go to expresscoin.com. Bitcoin prices down over the last week or so. Might be a good time to buy in. They are a licensed money services business, and they can hook you up with cryptocurrency. Not just Bitcoin, but they also have Litecoin and Dogecoin. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just get started. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can go to expresscoin.com. That's expresscoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app. Just go to expresscoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee. I don't know of anybody else or anywhere else you can get Bitcoin for no fee. Expresscoin.com. Use coupon code FTL. Again, expresscoin.com. Mark, you have a story from where about this kissing issue?
Yeah, this is the story is from IJReview.com.
Institute of Justice?
No, mm-hmm. That's what I thought too, but it's not.
Okay.
It's entitled, "This Doctor Called Kissing Your Kids in the Mouth Too Sexual, and Here's What Parents Have to Say."
All right.
A doctor sparked a fair bit of outrage after being interviewed in an article on a relationship website, Your Tango. UCLA professor Dr. Charlotte Resnick believes that it's inappropriate for parents to kiss their kids in the mouth. "The kiss on the lips can be stimulating," he said. "It's just too confusing. If mommy kisses daddy in the mouth..."
For whom?
The kid, I guess. "If mommy kisses daddy on the mouth and vice versa, what does it mean when I, a little girl or boy, kiss my parents on the mouth? If I had an answer when to stop, if I had to answer when to stop kissing your kids on the lips, it would be now." Parents, many of whom reacted via Twitter, did not agree with the doctor. Coming from Jones K. "Plus my kids all kiss me on the lips and I still kiss my parents that way too. Expert my arse." And, you know, I kiss my mother, who's 74 years old, on the mouth, and it doesn't mean anything. Ian, what about you? Did your family...
I don't think we did kissing on the lips. I don't recall that happening to me. And I would think that if it did, it would seem normal to me. But so I'm in Derek's camp on this. It doesn't seem normal to me at all.
It doesn't seem normal at all?
It seems like something that some people in certain cultures do.
Those ethnic people.
But, no, I don't necessarily mean ethnic, but, you know, you see it in like the Italian mafia movies or whatever, where people will kiss on the lips.
Are we talking about their children here?
I don't know. I really don't know what all the rules are. What do you think, Derek J., about all this?
I got to tell you, it's so foreign to me that I am repulsed by it.
Repulsed?
Just thinking about it is disgusting to me.
Wow. So I guess I'm kind of in the middle. I'm like, it doesn't disgust me, but it seems a little weird. Like, it doesn't seem like it's appropriate. It seems like you kiss somebody on the lips if you are their lover, not
exactly.
Not that you love them.
I wouldn't kiss my great aunt Phoebe on the lips at dinner parties at Christmas, and I won't kiss my children on the lips. It's a thing for lovers. Kiss them everywhere else. Kiss them on the forehead. Kiss them on the top of their head. Kiss them on the cheek.
My parents would kiss each other on the lips, but I don't think they would kiss us kids on the lips. And so it seemed like, you know, the rule was set pretty early on that this is something that you do if you, you know, are someone's spouse or lover or whatever, and that you don't cross that line
for
the kids.
Too sensual.
I would have considered myself as waspy as they come, you know, but I guess this is somewhere there's a deviation. I remember we talked about this once in the air many years ago, and our co-host at the time, Wayne, he said he doesn't kiss his kids on the lips either. So I guess I'm in the minority here on the air.
Would you feel like you're insulting your mother if one day she went for a kiss on the lips and you just turn your cheek and give her the cheek?
That's an insult, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So after do you feel like a sense of obligation to continue this ritual?
Less so.
It's tradition. It's not an obligation, and that's why it would be an insult, is because you've had her kissing you on the lips for your entire lifetime. You're now in your 40s. She's kissed you on the lips for 40 something years, and you to then turn your head away 40 years later is certainly an insulting thing. Like,
yeah,
that would be a shock.
Yeah, I'm done with this, Mom. I don't think we need to do this anymore. I'm not a kid.
And, well, you said it doesn't even matter whether they're a kid or not.
No, it doesn't. For me. Well, now, I think that there's a, like, if you're kissing somebody on the lips, for me, it's a strange thing because I've never really experienced that with a parent-child relationship. But obviously,
I've seen that. It's gross.
I don't think it's inherently sensual. If you were to linger, then would be.
No, when I see it happening in public, it doesn't seem sensual. Like, yeah. But I'm just saying, kisses on the lips are
too much for you.
That's what they're reserved for.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting.
In my world, and
it's
that's
too
why
much
it's
for you.
Unusual.
I get it.
Yeah, to see
a quick peck on the lips is certainly different from a long kiss.
Right. It's affectionate and warm. And when I see it, it's usually mothers and their children. But I'm wondering, like, at what age do you stop? At what age does it become weird? Apparently for Mark, that time never came.
Well, it did. I at some point or another, I know I downgraded mother to the cheek kissing.
Oh.
And then,
oh, okay. So what happened?
Was this after prison? I felt like I wanted to upgrade, this is, to me, that's the way you show you really love somebody and you really care about them. And so I'm like, I'm going back to this because this is the way you're supposed to do it.
You're going back to cheek or going back to lips?
Back to lips. I have,
when did you go to the cheek? Was it before you went to prison or after?
Is it like a teenager or something like that?
Too cool to be kissed on the lips.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And it's like, I mean, and then when I, my mother's visiting me every single week in prison and all those cool kids, nowhere to be found, I'm suddenly realizing that this is the relationship that's important to me. It's among the most important relationships in my life, and I don't want it to be a sort of a downgraded experience. I want it to be I want to show the importance of this relationship, and so that's what I do.
Did you ever taste your mother's breath?
I don't really think so.
Don't you think it's a little too close to the digestive areas? I mean, it's like it's part of eating.
Look,
the mouth is a portal to the body.
I'm with you, but it's what you're saying is that for instance, if you meet somebody and you decide to go home with them from say a bar or what is that Grindr app that you have or whatever, you're probably going to kiss that person on the lips.
Yeah.
Are you going to say that experience? And I'm not suggesting tongue kissing your mother. Are you going to say that person deserves a better experience than your the person who supported you for your whole life?
No, I'm saying that certain organs serve certain purposes for certain people. And I reserve my lips as an organ that's for lovers.
Yeah, I think your question was kind of phrased in a very strange way, as though you can even compare those two experiences. It's not a better experience to kiss somebody on the lips as compared to kissing your lover or with a French kiss. Those are just two completely separate categories. It's not like like you can't compare how you treat your lover to how you treat your mom. That's kind of weird.
I don't know. I mean,
let's see how you feel. You're welcome to join us here with your thoughts on this.
About preferences, this is difficult.
855-450-FREE. Is this weird what Mark does? 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
We ran out. We stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair. Lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
D-I-N-O. VITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. Is it strange to kiss your kids on the lips? Mark, for him, it's a regular thing. It's just how he was raised and feels totally normal. Derek J. is disgusted by it, and for me, it seems kind of weird. The toll-free number, if you want to comment, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, if you want to help support what we're doing here with Free Talk Live, then would love for you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa and MasterCard right there on amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. We'll invest that $5 into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board with the show, and thereby spreading the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you like what we're doing, please, $5 a month, that's less than the price of a burger and fries pretty much everywhere. So thank you in advance to everybody who amps the show. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, there is some doctor at a university who is chastising parents who are kissing their kids on the lips. You know, just a quick bust on the lips. He's saying that's a problem.
Well, I would say that he's been asked, and
he said, stop now if you're doing it now.
He said, if I was had to tell people when they should stop kissing their children, I'd say you should stop now, which is a person who's kind of like having the answer drawn out of them, as it were. But
he says it's too sensual.
Yep, that's some of the terminology he's using. But there's a lot of tweets that are coming out in response to this. But many other doctors and psychologists agree with the parents, saying, and these are the parents tweeting things like Dylan saying, don't kiss your kids on the lips. It's too sexual. I don't want to live on Earth anymore.
Oh, come on. Can't you kiss your kid anywhere else? Is that much of an issue? I really have to kiss my boy on the lips. It can't be anywhere else. I can't kiss him on the forehead or the cheek. I really need to kiss him on the lips. That's the only way that I can show affection.
Yeah.
Come on, doctor. Don't take it away from me.
It just sounds to me, Derek J., when you're saying this, this is like the doctors that used to tell the parents, when the kids are crying in the other room, don't go to them because it'll spoil them.
I've heard that. That's not true.
Yeah, that's not true.
No, because it makes sense, right? If you cry and then you come running, then they know that you'll come running every time they cry, right?
Yeah. I don't follow the analogy.
Yeah, it sounds like one of these affection withdrawal methods that are put out there by, you know, they only listen to experts
in this
movement.
Affection withdrawal? What are you talking about? All I'm saying is you can kiss your kid. You can kiss them anywhere, but the lips, it's weird. And if you insist on kissing on the lips like it's not good enough to kiss them anywhere else, then it's really weird.
So do you, if there were enough, like I'm wondering about your opinion on this. So if there are enough doctors and psychologists or whatever that said that it was a good idea to kiss your kids on the lips, would you think it was a good idea? And that
no,
maybe
it's
you
not
would...
about their opinion. It's about mine. And okay. I'm right and they're wrong.
Excellent. Clinical psychologist Sally Ann McCormick spoke to The Sun about the notion that parents should refrain from doing this. There's absolutely no way that kissing a young child on the lips is confusing for them in any way, she said. That's like saying breastfeeding is confusing.
She did qualify that with young child.
She did, yep.
Right? So obviously she's not here to answer this. This is like a tweet response or whatever, but would she say the same thing about a teenage person?
That it's confusing? I'm 44. Is it confusing to me? I don't feel confused about kissing my 74-year-old mother.
Yeah, I guess you would
you're a little confused.
Okay.
I guess you could argue that you would be less likely to be confused as a teenager, right? Like, it'd be pretty clear that that's your mom and
the considering
your
at
dad
that point you're basically an adult, you probably have it all parsed out as to how things are supposed to go. Anyway, it's like breastfeeding is confusing. Some people might have issues with it, but it isn't any more sexual than giving baby a back rub. Dr. Paul Hookemeyer agreed while speaking at Yahoo Parenting. It's important that parents keep and maintain boundaries with their children, certainly, but in terms of expressing affection, this feels within the realm of normal. And I think that that's what it is what is the realm of normal? In this group, what we've talked about here, nobody's called in to express me as normal, but I'm sort of feeling abnormal, right? Like what seems so normal to me up until a few hours ago today. Now you guys who maladjusted, you don't think so. It's like, oh no, I'm not doing that. So what age, Ian, you think it's fine for a small child? What age do you think?
No, I didn't say I have a. I don't think it's wrong necessarily to do that. I'm not as repulsed by it as Derek J. So I wouldn't say that there's any age it should stop at. I think that if that's the thing that you do with your family and that's what you feel comfortable doing, then by all means, it's your business. You keep doing it. In my opinion, I don't have an opinion about how you should raise your kid in this way. That's up to you, man. I'm just saying, for me, it seems strange because I didn't grow up with that. And I'm sure if I did, I'd be on your side and, you know, looking askance at Derek J. like, oh, you missed out. Your parents didn't love you as much or whatever. But I don't think that's true either. I don't think that a parent loves their child more if they kiss them on the lips versus on the cheek or the forehead. I think that it's all affection, and affection's a good thing to show the people that you love, whether it's your lover or your children or your family.
Victoria says, am I the only one who gets extremely creeped out when a parent kiss their kids on the lip? I can't be.
Nope, she's not the only one.
Bloody Mary, who doesn't sound maladjusted at all, says, I might be a perv, but not kiss my kids on the lips. Let's see. I might be a perv, but not kiss my kids on the lips level perv.
Oh, I get you.
I'm sorry. I wasn't quite ready for that one, I guess.
She's suggesting that one is a pervert if one kisses kids.
She
on
says
the lips.
That she's a pervert, that one is a greater pervert than a woman who has called herself Bloody Mary on the internet.
I don't agree that it's perverted. It's just a thing that some people have done traditionally, I think, and it's like strange to me, but that's all.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think these people are trying to be creepy or weird or take advantage of kids or anything. It seems like they are just generally giving affection. But I don't know. Maybe it's just a cultural thing. First of all, I'm kind of a germaphobe. So, yeah. Like, going anywhere near lips, I don't even shake hands. I like to do the fist bump.
Thing, oh, really?
You know? So, like, kissing a child, first of all, they're putting things in their mouth all the time. You don't know where those stuff have been.
I'll give you
that.
You're
going to get diseases from these kids if you're kissing them on the lips.
I've got it when I'm going to work and everybody's getting their kiss on the way out the door, right? You know, my son's often eating something. This can be a less than pleasant experience for daddy.
You go to work downstairs.
I come to work at 6 o'clock at night.
Oh, right. Okay.
When I leave the house, I kiss my family because it may be the last time I see them.
Well, at least this way you'll know if your kid's ever drinking, you'll taste the beer on his
So here we go. There's a poll at the end of this that I forgot about.
And where was this from again?
This is from ijreview.com. Okay. But you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. Yeah. Well, I've got it posted up there. And there's 44 comments on it already. Mm. So it's pretty busy. So what do you think? Is it which is more common? You guys?
Common kissing on the lips or on the cheek / forehead?
I don't have an answer to that, actually. Here's a question because it could come out differently. This isn't
okay.
Is it wrong to kiss your children on the lips?
This is the poll question.
This is the poll question.
I would say no. Yes, it is wrong.
14% of the people, and I love these folks, that just cannot commit, right? It depends on the context.
Why even take the poll?
I don't know.
All right, then just scroll on.
Yeah, of course it depends on the context, you wishy-washy, namby-pamby people. Yes, French kissing your kid, holding down your kid and French kissing them is wrong. I'll give you that. But that we don't need a depends on the context link for that. Like, this was,
we're not talking about child molestation here. We're talking about a quick bust on the lips.
Right. And so now only 13% of people have been willing to say yes.
It is wrong.
Wow. So that
would be your answer then, right, Dr. Jay?
Yeah.
Because this question separated you, Ian, because, you know, sort of you wouldn't do it, but you don't think it's wrong.
Yeah, so. I don't think it's wrong. It's your kid. You can do whatever, you know, feels right to you.
I'm curious as to how many people would consider sort of, you know, just whether or not it's normal, I guess. And some of them are going to say...
Is it normal? I would say it's not normal.
How do we know? 73% of people say no, it's not wrong.
They just said it wasn't wrong, not that it was normal.
73% is a big number, though.
I say it is normal based on only my experience, right? Observing people kissing their children over my entire life. I'm sure I've seen someone kiss their kids on the lips.
You avoid children like they have the bubonic plague.
That's not true. I've been to plenty of places where there are kids and their parents around them. Anyway, my point being that I just don't see it. Do you see it very often, Derek J., people kissing your kids on the lips?
No. And I think it looks like a baby bird being fed a pre-chewed food.
All right. You can share your thoughts with us here. You may dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you see this very often? I certainly have not. This is Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst.
You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.